And now, here's your host, Jay Davis.
And welcome back to Broadview. My co-host, JP, is here. You can catch his column every week at jpattitude.com. And right now, it's JP's moment of common sense.
For weeks now, the biggest issue in the news has been the Obama administration's birth control mandate. The mandate requires all Americans to purchase health insurance that provides birth control, abortifacients, and sterilizations. Catholics, Orthodox Christians, many Protestants, and even some non-Christian religions are furious. Suddenly, for the first time in our history, religious beliefs can make you a criminal. And Catholics, who supported and voted for Obama in 2008, feel betrayed. That's the surface story. But there's a deeper story that gets ignored. Maybe you noticed something else. In the middle of the debate about the birth control mandate, there was another big stink about a breast cancer charity suspending its grants to Planned Parenthood. Liberals went berserk. They assumed the decision was about abortions, and they rolled out the big guns. Liberal philanthropists threatened to stop donating to the breast cancer charity. Liberal politicians threatened congressional investigations, and Mayor Bloomberg in New York quickly gave Planned Parenthood $250,000. The message was simple. Abortions are more important than fighting breast cancer. The deeper story here is the war against life that permeates liberal political philosophy. It's uncanny how often and how consistently the left stakes out and defends anti-life positions, and it's frightening to what extremes they will go in defending those positions. Obama is on record defending the killing of babies who survived abortions. We're talking about human babies that lay breathing, alive, and fighting for survival. But according to then-state Senator Obama, if the intent was to abort, the medical staff should be allowed to kill them. So how can we be surprised that he orders Catholics to buy birth control? The war on life goes way beyond abortion. Peel back the layers of almost any political issue and you will expose the liberal hatred for life, especially human life. The global warming scam, for instance, is disintegrating under a barrage of contrary evidence, but the United States government, dominated by liberal bureaucrats, is still making policy based on the idea that it's real. And what is their target? Carbon. Think about that. They want to limit it, tax it, penalize it, and to every extent possible, eliminate it. Carbon, in case you don't know, is what you and I are made of. Get past the water and we're 72% carbon. We're made of it. We eat it. We exhale it. And liberals have gone to war against it. See what I mean by uncanny? Michelle Obama has been waging a little war of her own against fat, carbohydrates, and salt in our diet. There are 6 essential nutrients that your body requires to stay alive, and she's trying to limit 3 of them. She wants kids to eat fruits and vegetables, which are good sources of fiber, but not classified as essential nutrients. It's uncanny. I'm not done. Maybe you followed the controversy in California where environmental wackos shut off the water to the San Joaquin Valley because they thought maybe the Delta smelt needed it. That was in 2007, and the effect was devastating, turning much of what used to be the most fertile farmland in the world into a desert. The San Joaquin Valley was producing 25% of the nation's food before they shut the water off. At the same time, liberals are turning more and more of our corn crop into fuel for cars instead of food for people. More than 40% of our corn is now used to make ethanol, causing food prices to rise all over the world. And when food prices rise, the poorest people starve. You can't get more anti-life than destroying the food supply, right? I'm still not done. If you're a Democrat, you're fuming right now, but take a deeper look at the issues dividing our nation. Peel the onion. The whole notion of bigger government is an attack on life the way God intended it to be lived. Every new law that promotes safety by restricting freedom or extends bureaucratic control over living human beings or makes it easier to prevent and kill human life, that's another battle lost. And if we keep losing battles, eventually we'll lose the war. That's today's dose of common sense.